Podcast on 95.1 WAPE. Just when you thought getting stuck on the Buckman couldn't get any worse.
WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Poor Molly, she thinks her surfer boyfriend Kevin may be hanging 10 all over some other girl's face. We're going to find out the truth as we give him a call in 4 minutes.
What you need?
To catch a cheater on 95.1 WAPE.
Molly is very upset with her boyfriend Kevin. He surfs. And he has a surf buddy named Marilyn who's smoking fine hot.
Usually they are.
She's like the perfect beach babe, tan, flat stomach, wears a bikini. And the other day she caught her boyfriend Kevin and Marilyn walking down the beach together holding hands. And he denies any involvement with her. So now we're going to try to bust him. Molly, are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Man, this makes no sense to me right now.
Listen, we've got to pause. We're going to try to explain this to Kevin. It's the Big A Morning Mess. To Catch a Cheater continues. In just minutes.
95.1 WAPE.
Safe Touch Security, Jacksonville traffic.
Heading in from the traffic center, I'm Jonathan.
What am I
close to you?
The Big Ape Morning Mess. 95.1 WAPE.
Baby.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Trying to explain what's going on with To Catch a Cheater to surfer Kevin is a lot like trying to decipher the lyrics to a Lil Wayne song. Damn near impossible. We're going to try to figure it out here in just a minute and get him back on the air for To Catch a Cheater after Nicki Minaj.
Let's go to the band.
To Catch a Cheater on 95.1 WAPE.
Molly and Kevin are joining us today for To Catch a Cheater. Kevin needed a couple minutes to figure out exactly what was going on.
Poor guy.
He surfs a lot, and, you know, there's a stereotype about surfers. Apparently, he's also hanging out with one of his surf buddies, a hot chick named Marilyn. So, Kevin, are you ready to admit to Molly, then, that there is something more going on with you and Marilyn?
I'll go with Marilyn to Cancun.
There's no trip to Cancun.
Hang on 1 second, bro. We got to talk again. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Your call's on the way.
95.1 WAPE.
Safe Touch Security, Jacksonville traffic.
Notaways on I-95 in the south from the traffic center. I'm Jonathan Correa.
So I was talking with one of my
friends. .com.
WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's 6:50. In 1 hour, exactly 1 hour from right now, a huge announcement regarding Justin Bieber tickets. And coming up in about 3 minutes, Anna, what's going on in the hot sheet?
Oprah Winfrey has lost control of the Oprah Winfrey Network. Details in three.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Check it out.
All right, the Hollywood Hot Sheet is brought to you by Plato's Closet. Anna, what's going on?
Oprah Winfrey has lost control of the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Uh-oh, what do Oprah Winfrey's network and her weight have in common?
What?
She's lost control of both of them.
So she's been stripped of her responsibilities at her own network.
Oh, please don't say Oprah Winfrey and stripped in the same sentence.
Apparently, it's still struggling, and the chief financial backer wanted to get some new decision makers in place. An insider that works at the OWN network told me that she'll remain CEO, but in name only, and that the demotion has reduced her to tears. The insider also went on to say that for Oprah, this is a bitter personal failure and a devastating blow to her ego. It has sent her into an emotional tailspin so severe that friends are deeply concerned for her. They fear that it's going to trigger one of her drinking and eating binges.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew she went on eating binges, but I didn't know she drank a whole lot, too.
I didn't know she did either. You know who I knew drank a lot? Stedman Graham.
Why? So you would have to deal with Oprah?
Absolutely right.
Little people are upset that they didn't use real little people as the seven dwarfs in the movie Snow White and the Huntsman. Instead of casting little people for the seven dwarfs, they cast big people instead. And a prominent little people organization is P.O.
Wait a minute. How did they cast big people as little people?
So, I know that's what I was like, what? They use big people and they just, like, digitally, like, made them.
Shrunk them?
Yeah. Like, they just digitally, like, messed with their...
That seems really bizarre, because there are a lot of very talented Little People actors out there probably looking for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's why the Little People of America are angry. What they did was they took regular, normal size and then had their limbs either digitally shrunk or their faces digitally transplanted onto Little People's bodies. Hmm. And, of course, Snow White's producers are not saying anything right now. They're keeping their mouths shut.